SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we remind persons interested in adopting to go through the Child Development Agency. And in Glimpses of Jamaica, we look at the meaning behind an itchy knee. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is urging persons interested in adopting a child to seek the guidance of the Child Development Agency CDA first. She says the CDA will provide the requisite support to effectively carry out the process.
The process to adopting a child, any child, starts with the Child Development Agency. The process that gives us the most challenges are those private adoptions, because persons start from the end and work their way backwards and somehow feel that the CDA can check all the boxes.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a press conference on the CDA's adoption program recently. The country's Adoption Act is also being reviewed to make adopting speedier and more in line with international standards. Several other steps are being taken to improve the efficiency of the adoption process in Jamaica, including the placement of additional staff in regional offices to reduce the backlog of adoption applications. Jamaica's country ranking under the Human Development Index, HDI, has moved from 100 in 2008 to 85 in 2012, with the country listed under High Human Development. This means Jamaica is moving closer to achieving its goal of being the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm Auntie Carol, and I'm from St. Elizabeth. And as a child growing up, I was told that when your knee is touching you, it means that you are going to sleep in someone else's bed. I have proven that for myself. Whenever my knee is touching me, I know that I won't be sleeping at my house for some time. And that is my going to Jamaica.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35904.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers, Singapore, Panama and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
And that's it for today's program. Thanks to Prince Moore, our engineer. I'm Ruth Ankar, and until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.